Presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 20th, 5:33 America, New York. Mom spends £2,500 on 350-item pink wardrobe for her pampered, royal, cats. Andrea Verskage says her fantastic felines are now fabulous and vowed to keep treating them like royalty as she hunts for extra storage for their sensational wardrobe. February 20th, 5:24 America, New York. Hong Kong says antivirus controls might be tightened. Hong Kong's top health official says antivirus controls that ban public gatherings in Hong Kong of more than two people might be tightened to stop a surge in infections. CNN World News. February 20, 5:08 America, New York. Survivor found alive after Greece ferry fire. A passenger who was among the 12 people missing after a ferry caught fire early Friday has been found alive, a spokesperson from the Hellenic Coast Guard told CNN on Sunday. February 20, 5:06 America, New York. The right must declare war on progressives' intolerant wokeness. Conservatives have given the left free rein to dismantle cultural norms. The time to fight back has arrived. February 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. Denied birth certificates, thousands of children in the UAE go without schooling and healthcare. Hospitals withhold birth records due to unpaid debts, and the government refuses to register those born out of wedlock. February 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. Bond between China and Russia alarms US and Europe amid Ukraine crisis. The Biden administration plans to build up global coalitions to counter a pact between Vladimir V Putin and Xi Jinping, portending a new type of Cold War. President Vladimir V. February 20, 4:54 America, New York. Donald Trump's truth-telling app set for debut, media. The former U.S. president is expected to make a comeback in the world of social media after being barred from Twitter and Facebook. February 20. 4:34 America, New York. A 91-year-old North Korean loyalist's lonely battle against a long-dead U.S. general. At age 91, a South Korean named Ahn Hag-sub says his last act of resistance against General Douglas MacArthur will be lighting a fire on his statue. He and his small group of protesters are in the minority in a country where MacArthur is generally revered. February 20th. 4:33 America, New York. Finland beat Russia to win first ice hockey gold. Finland win their first Olympic men's ice hockey gold with victory over the Russian Olympic Committee on the final day in Beijing. February 20, 4:30 America, New York. Girl, 9, drowns after being sucked into pool drain by hair at birthday party. The horror incident happened when Mariana dos Anjos Faria was swimming in a pool at a resort in the west-central Brazilian state of Mato Grosso do Sul. February 20, 4:24 America, New York. UK revives Cold War-era unit to fight disinformation. Britain says the number of fakes coming from Moscow doubled. Last week, the UK government has revealed that it is setting up a unit tasked with combating disinformation from Moscow for the first since the end of the Cold War. February 20, 4:22 America, New York. Man's nose melts off, leaving massive hole in his face after pimple turned cancerous. Kazem Ostaz, 59, has undergone several operations at a hospital in Kocaeli, Turkey, to reconstruct his nose after it melted off, but none have worked. February 20, 4:21 America, New York. Lufthansa to suspend flights to Ukraine capital. The German airline will also halt services to Odessa as fears grow over a Russian invasion of Kiev. February 20, 4:13 America, New York. Ukrainian officials run from apparent shelling. Watch the moment when a group including the interior minister take cover in eastern Ukraine. February 20, 4:09 America, New York. Burkina Faso award winner vows to keep defending rights. For Daouda Diallo, the threat of death is constant in conflict-riddled Burkina Faso. February 20, 4:03 America, New York. Ukraine crisis. Explosions heard in city of Donetsk as loudspeaker issues warning. We'll be bringing you the very latest updates, pictures and video on this breaking news story. February 20, 4:01 America, New York. Ethiopia starts generating power from River Nile Dam. A monumental day for Ethiopia, but Egypt and Sudan fear it will reduce their share of Nile waters. February 20, 2:43 America, New York, ferry fire, missing Euroferry Olympia passenger found alive off Corfu. The man was spotted on the ship's stern and contacted rescuers, but 11 people remain missing. February 20, 1:48 America, New York, another helicopter crashes into the water in beach area. The accident was the second of its kind in the U.S. On Saturday, a police helicopter crashed into the water in Newport Bay, California on Saturday evening, the same day that another helicopter crashed into the ocean in Miami Beach, Florida. February 20, 1:31 America, New York, Russia-Ukraine live updates, Biden to convene National Security Council to discuss threat of war. The threat of full-scale invasion intensified Saturday amid shelling in Ukraine's eastern separatist regions, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him and seek a diplomatic resolution to the crisis. February 20, 0:37 America, New York, India's Congress party faces a test of survival as Punjab votes. A defeat here, one of the few states where the once dominant party still retains power, would be a major blow. Charanjit Singh Chani arriving for a Congress party meeting in Jabal Kalan, India, on Thursday. February 20, 0:01 America, New York, Canada's protests settle down, but could echo in politics. Canada's trucker protest, which grew until it closed a handful of Canada-U.S. border posts and shut down key parts of the capital city for weeks, could echo for years in Canadian politics and perhaps south of the border. February 20, 0:01 America, New York, Ukraine crisis, Chris crossing the country with Zelensky. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford travels with Ukraine's leader amid his efforts to prevent a Russian invasion. February 19, 2336 America, New York, Ottawa police chief declares occupation over. At least 170 protesters were arrested on Friday and Saturday alone. Interim Ottawa police chief Steve Bell declared on Saturday that the Freedom Convoy protests in Canada's capital were over after nearly 200 protesters were arrested and many others left the area. February 19, 2330 America, New York, last Afghan refugees leave NJ base after chaotic evacuation. The base held the largest number of Afghans, reaching a peak of 14,500.